Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited to be with you today. Today's episode is called Questions with the Queen. It's episode number 71, and I am kind of excited about this question, actually. The question is, how can you make magic in your business? And it's so funny that I thought about this and thought about this, and it's just like I had read some information with another coach that I just want to share this information from them. So this answer is partly me and partly them. So the way that you make magic in your business, magic, you must have a sizzle effect. So number one, you must have a strong passion. And it's super exciting to be with a company or be with a product that you absolutely love. And that you really want to promote. You see, many times people start businesses and they don't think about it. They don't think about, okay, yeah, I love it, but will everybody love it? I just know when you're starting any type of business, you've got to think further than you. You've really got to think more about the other people before you decide that you will be the person that will get super excited about this. I just really know that you've got to determine that. So please have a strong passion about what you are really checking into. What many times people are looking for small businesses, especially this time of year and especially in January. So please, please, please be so passionate about what you've decided to go with. Okay. Number two is find an aligning product or that you're passionate about. So first of all, you personally got to have passion. You've got to be a passionate person. You know, you've got to be someone that people want to follow. I'm just being quite honest with you. I'm not going to follow somebody who's not excited about their product. I'm just not, because there's too many people out there doing things that they absolutely love. So I want to follow somebody who's excited with their product. They can tell me what it does, how it can help me, how it can benefit me. And that's just the bottom line. It's so, so important that you have that type of enthusiasm when you're representing a product or even a lot of people nowadays are representing travel and insurance and whatnot. Please, please, please have some passion about what you're doing. Know what you're talking about in terms of just everything. I think part of the struggle is so many people are getting involved with things that they really don't know a lot about. Many times people just kind of follow what has been the success for another person. You can't follow another person's success. Yes, get excited, get motivated about a person's success, but don't follow their success. You need to have your own success. So I just challenge you with all of my heart to really find something that you just cannot sleep about. You're so, so super excited about it, and you could see yourself winning and becoming big in it and doing great things in it. After you align your passion with your personal passion with a product or a service, find you an audience that wants what you have to serve. I know most of you guys know that not only am I a coach, speaker, and trainer, and have a company, RockCore, that I work with individuals with special needs, but I am a super excited Mary Kay consultant. And I tell people that because I know what Mary Kay can do for you, and I've seen it in my own life, and I've seen it in my own, you know, my business-wise. So I get excited about that, and I know who my target audience is. I'm looking for women that are middle-aged, that want to stop the signs of aging, and possibly make some money as well. So just identify your audience, be as detailed as you possibly can, okay? So your passion is not your profit. I want you to hear me. Your passion is not your profit. See, many people think that, oh, I'm so on fire that this is going to really go so well. But the reality is other people's passion is your profit. You see, I know without a shadow of a doubt, when you can get them excited about it and you can get them wondering, wow, I can't live without this. So super important. Less product and more focus equals more success. So when you're thinking about that, please realize that, you know, your company may have 200 products or 300 products, whatever it is. If you focus on, you know, just a few of those that you're going to just master, that you're just going to kick butt with, you know, I tell you, it can be something super good, super, super good. So I just want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that anything is possible. You can make magic in your business. You want that sizzle effect, you know. I want you to have a single product that you just can't rest about. The most powerful word in the world is free. And use Facebook for book and tell, to show and tell, really. Definitely tell people what you have going on, and don't be afraid of your lack of results or your future results. I will just say it like that, because who knows what the future holds. But here's the thing. If you know without a shadow of a doubt, goodness, I want you to try it. I definitely want you to try it. I encourage people to have a home-based business. It's one of the keys to success in life. Jim Rohn says that you can make a living working for someone else, but you can make a fortune working for yourself. So I just want you to know that you can create magic. We have about two more sessions of the Questions with the Queen for 2016. I am super excited about the future and what God is doing for me. And with this radio show, Love of Heart Movement, and I just hope that you continue to follow me and refer different people you want me to interview. If you want to be interviewed yourself, please let me know. Have a wonderful day. Talk with you later. Bye-bye.